I think people have a limited concept that they think evangelistic preaching only means preaching the plan of salvation. Well, that's just not true at all.
Right.
In fact, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. So anytime you're teaching on life, then you're making the Christian life attractive.
Yeah.
And actually, here's an interesting, I'll give you an example of this. Just a very clear-cut example of 3 Easters ago and 2 Easters ago. Three Easters ago, I did a message on the purpose-driven life. I just thought, you know what? I'm going to take the message I'm known for the most, and I'm going to preach it on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And so on Easter Sunday, 3 Easters ago, I preached on what is the purpose of life. And I talked about how we're planned for God's pleasure and formed for God's family. You know, we had over 4,000 registered commitments to Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
It wasn't even a message about the cross, wasn't even a message about forgiveness of sins and the typical, you're a sinner, you need a savior, mm-hmm. and all, you know, did that. And so it was really about the kind of life Jesus gives. And 4,000 people prayed to receive Christ that day.
Yeah.
The next year, I took the exact opposite tack, and I thought, I'm going to do a traditional type message. And I just titled the message, How to Be Sure I'm Going to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Bigger crowd, half the number of decisions. 2,000 people saved, came to Christ the next year at Easter. Yeah. So I'm going, wait a minute. So we had 4,000 people come to Christ one Easter and 2,000 the next. And the difference was I taught about life in one and I taught about how to get to heaven in the other. How to get to heaven is not a hook in the 21st century. Would you agree with that, Ed?
No question.
Yeah. That people are wanting to know, what does it mean to me now?
Right.